Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today is Tell Del Tuesday, and as usual, we get to share with you incredible stories from members that have come through the program and made their life a little better. Today's story is incredibly special to me. I met this lady about 6 years ago, and her story is a little different than everybody else's. Sometimes we have people come on that have had life crazy drama and have worked their way back through it. She has one of those stories. Her name is Jillian Vega, and she's out of Miami. And I just got to paint a picture for you, because when she's on stage, she just blows everybody away. She can't be more than 5 foot nothing, can't weigh more than a drop of water. And yet she was an engineer and worked in construction and had this incredible, you know, pre-injury life. And then something happened and she got a traumatic brain injury. And after all that, she came back and now owns, believe it or not, 4 houses, a triplex, and 4 other apartment complexes she's a partner in on these deals. And she has not let it get in her way. In fact, she almost lauds it off in her story that she's out there enjoying life where everybody else is working their butt off. It's an interesting story. So, Jillian, welcome to the show again. I know you've been on before. And I wanted to give everybody a little preempt because I didn't want to make you go through your whole long story again. Can you just give us a brief background about yourself and, you know, the injury, and then we'll move past that because we've done it before. But I still think it's relevant for people out there because they don't have to go through what you went through, and yet they're lazy or they're afraid or they can't get up the energy. Whatever it is, they're not doing it and you did it. So please share your story a little bit with us.
Hi, Del. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Awesome. Well, basically, I had my accident in 2007. I'm a TBI patient, traumatic brain injury. And I, throughout the years, I'm in pain. And yes, there's medication that helps it, but it doesn't alleviate it 100%. I will never be back to how I was. So with that in mind, I was like, there has to be an easier way to make money throughout my life without having to bust my butt outside in the field. And I was looking into investing and researching and all this while I was doing construction, because I had my accident. I was still in school. I got out of the hospital. I finished college online. I got a job in construction. And I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And it had only been a couple years. And that's when one of my friends, Isaac Martinez's wife, Carolina, she put it up on Facebook that Lifestyles Investing is the best thing ever, and yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, okay. So I started asking her, I'm like, what do you mean? Show me the way. And she just opened the door, and I was gladly able to walk through it. And here I am with all these investments. I'm like, this is exactly what I wanted, to make money without having to bust my butt.
Wow, that's a good story. So, did you know Catalina before this? Before she was before you were a member, or did you meet her as being a member?
I went to high school with her.
Oh wow!
So I met her husband by default because they were just boyfriend girlfriend back then.
It sounds so long ago, doesn't it?
It does.
It's great. I met them when they had their first baby. I came out to Miami to do a seminar, and there they showed up with their stroller and their baby, and boy, they were all gun ho. It's amazing.
Nice.
So let's talk about going out here and getting your houses. When you first started, you started with single-family houses. Let's talk about that. What did you have to do to go out and get a single-family house? And as you explained that, was there anything you had to do differently just because of your injury? Or were you just, that just is something that's in your background, in your mind, in your pain all the time?
No, I mean, it was just, it's all how much you want to push yourself. And once I saw the classes that I signed up for Lifestyles, I had a friend here in Miami who knew of a realtor in Central Florida. So I reached out to him and he found me. And I know Lifestyles doesn't do new construction, but I was like, just to play it safe, because I'm on my own. I was like, and I was in my 30s. I was like, I just want to play it safe with new construction for the first go round. And then I ended up buying one during COVID. So the prices were ridiculously low. And I'm like, this isn't that bad. I could do this. And one house led to two houses, led to three. And it becomes addicting. Once you realize you could do one and two, and I'm like, this is so scary, you want to get the third one. It's like a tattoo. You want to get more until I'm like, and now what? Go bigger.
So just to sort of hang, for me to envision this is for my information. Who do you hang out with? Are you like somebody hangs out with their friends or somebody hangs out with their family? Or are you just a loner? How do you spend your time?
I mean, a little bit of all three. I mean, it really depends on what exactly I'm doing, how I'm feeling. For the most part, I am a loner, but I do live in Miami, which is relatively close to all my family out here. As for friends, since I went to University of Florida, all my friends got jobs all over the country. So where I'm working now, which is Lowe's, and I have a part-time just so I can keep getting the W-2 for more investments. But the people that work at Lowe's are like veterans, or they're not friends, like best friend materials. I'm like, hi. It's just weird.
Well, I don't know which is worse. You think about it. I'm 70 years old now. You've known me for 6-7 years now. And the thing is, I'm getting older and older and older. Every time I see you, you look like you're 12 years old. It just blows my mind. So if you got all these guys that are 45 years old, they're working, all these veterans, 50, 60, 70, working there. And they see you. I mean, they must think you're like a little kid or something, huh? Because you're not. I know you have to be, because you just told the story. You were 30, and now you're 7 years later. You know, you're not a kid anymore, or not a baby anymore, but they must look at you like that, huh?
Pretty much. I think just because I'm so small, everyone thinks I'm like 12. I'm like, no, I'm older, I swear.
Yes, it's exactly what I thought when I first saw you. I go, what? Wait a minute here. It's just amazing to see you every time I do that you have overcome so many problems, and yet you just keep clicking along, and you're so strong and powerful. And, you know, everybody out there, Jillian, I think wishes that they could be as strong as you've been through all this. We have to put up with basic stuff like getting out of bed in the morning and going to work, and basic stuff like, you know, just having relationships and, you know, all that really sticky stuff that's really difficult. Yet you have to do all of that and overcome your traumatic brain injury. So my book, you know, it's really impressive to watch somebody like yourself, and I've seen other people like you that make me think, boy, what I could have done if I had that much energy and endurance. So you went out and you bought your first single-family house. I want to ask you a question. when you first joined Lifestyles, the couple of things, if you can remember back that far, it's 6-7 years ago, is that what was the most the largest aha moment for you, like, wow, I can see this can work? I mean, I know you checked me out and had to find out if it was real. I know you had great referral from the Vegas, you know. I'm sorry, not Vegas, it's your name. Gosh, I forgot his name. So I know you had a great referral to come here, but the question is, what was it when you first started listening to the material that made you think you could actually do this?
I mean, I was listening to classes, and since I was doing construction from the beginning, I'm like, this is all basically the same thing. I didn't feel like I was out of my element. And I was like, now it all depends on me, not a boss who knew how to do this, not any other subcontractors that know how to do this either. It would all depend literally on me. So that's why I was like, I have to learn as much as I can, because if I have questions, luckily I have mentors who are like, oh, do it like this and that and that. I was like, this is great. But my aha moment had to be when I got my first property and I got a renter in there like 2 days later. I was like, damn, what they tell you to do on the videos and what Lifestyle says you should be doing, it works, because I rented it out in a jiffy. And during COVID, I was very surprised.
That had to be exciting to see that, because that's what most people fear the most. They can't rent it. And yet there's people really trying to find a great place to live. I mean, clean and functional housing, there's not that much of it out there. And if it is, it costs way too much. So if you've got the best product, best price, it's pretty simple.
Exactly.
So after you did one, how long did you wait to do the next one?
The next one was new construction also, by the same builder, because they had built, I don't know how many houses on the same lot, and I was like, I'll take another one. Because the first one was easy. So I signed up like maybe 6 months after I got this one. I signed up for the next one, which was in the pre-construction stage, again, during COVID. And it took 18 months to finally get the house turned over. That took way too long, but no complaints.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
One thing I will point out, though, is the first four houses I bought one, and the broker sold me one, said, you want any more? And I said, yeah, I'll take three more, and he bought me three more in the same subdivision. So once you find a set of circumstances that work, it seems repeatable, huh?
Exactly. That's why when I bought the first one and the builder was in the same area building a whole line of homes, I was like, I'll take another one. Thank you.
And how did you do on renting that one? Did it work out?
Yeah, that one I already had, because I knew it was going to take a while because it was in the pre-construction stage. But regardless, I put it up on Zillow and I had it rented out 3 months before they completed it.
Wow.
The minute they completed it, the person moved right in because they were moving from their mom's house.
That's
so
amazing.
So he was waiting for the green light to go.
So many people are so afraid of that, and you just popped it even before you closed, you had a tenant on it. That's the way to
do it. Yeah, I mean, if you want it, you'll wait.
Yeah, that's beautiful. All right, so that's two, both done the same way. You got to be getting some, we call it muscle by this moment. You have a little muscle memory. Hey, I'm getting pretty good at this. I got two of them. And, you know, at your age, and, you know, you had to be thinking, wow, I'm really ahead of the game here, huh?
Yeah. I was ecstatic that I had two properties. I was walking around with swag. I was like, look at me.
That's funny. So, okay. Now, there we go back to the story where I asked, who do you hang around with? Because I wanted to ask you the secondary question, which was, what did your friends and family think when you showed up with two houses? I mean, like, you're not even like 5 foot nothing and you've got two houses. What did they think?
Well, I mean, I told basically just my close, immediate family. I wasn't standing on the roof, on the pedestal, telling everybody, look what I could do. I did tell my immediate family, and one of my uncles was like, nah, he was skeptical that I wasn't going to do it right. That he's like, oh, that's good that you have two houses, but everyone ends up doing it wrong and selling it and not happy. I was like, okay. But so far, it's all worked out, and I have absolutely no complaints.
Oh, that's got to bug him. I mean, I'll just tell you, as a male, first of all, having a female do it, you have to tell them they can't do it. You know, that's mansplaining for everything, right? He's mansplaining to you. It's not going to work out. I get that. There's got to be a real slap in the face when you come back, and now you've done 7 years and you own, you know, four houses and a triplex and four apartment complexes. That's got to really be painful for him. But we won't go there. No need to, to lean on that information. We'll move on to the positive stuff. Were you surprised how open people were when you started working lifestyle, working with people at Lifestyles?
I really was. I mean, everyone is an open book. It's a beautiful thing, actually, because you start, you're shy, you're asking, you're like, oh, I understand if you don't want to answer this, but how do you do this? And everyone's like, pull up a chair. We'll let you know right now. I'm like, wait, what? Because you're not used to that kind of truthfulness and open book.
Wow, so true. All right, we're going to take another break. We'll be right back with Jillian Vega and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
To creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Walmsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Working hard but still falling behind? Learn how real estate investing can help you build income and move forward with purpose. Text radio to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Presented by Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Jillian Vega and out of Miami. Jillian's been a member since 2007, I believe it was, and she came in and just started knocking it out of the park. Bought four single-family houses at triplex, and then she got into some passive deals. Let's talk about the last two single-family houses. The first two were builder builds, you know, bought them brand new. How about those next two? Were they the same deal or something different?
No, it was just the next one is the triplex, but just to correct you, I've been a member since 2020.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah, that was a long time, the 2007, I would have owned half the world by now.
My bad. All right, I stand corrected. Let's talk about, so you went two houses, then you went to triplex. Tell us about the triplex.
The triplex is a blessing in disguise because the gentleman put it up for rent. And I mean, for sale, because he was moving out of state. And he's like, oh, I can't handle, I think he moved to Montana. He's like, I can't do it out of state. I'm like, sure you can, but I'll help you on that end. And out of everyone that threw in their prices and their offers, I don't know why he picked me, but I'm blessed on that one because this triplex is a cash cow. I make about $2,300 out of it every month.
Wow. That's almost like a part-time job right there, huh?
It pretty much.
That is amazing.
Yep.
So how did you do the deal? Did you have some special way that you did the deal with this gentleman?
Absolutely not. I mean, I just had a realtor. He put in my offer, and the realtor on the seller side was like, okay, now it works. And I was like, I couldn't do conventional loan because I was like, man, they're asking for all these reserves. I don't have that much reserves. And I told my realtor, I was like, ask him if he's willing to do owner financing because that's the only way I'm going to be able to get this property. I had the money. I just didn't have the reserves. And lo and behold, he decided he's going to do owner financing.
That's great.
So it all worked out.
So is he still on the note or have you since refinanced him off?
No, he's still on the note.
Okay. How long is he going to stay on the note, did he say? Obviously, there's a note, so you have to say.
Yeah. Right now, it's for 20 years.
20
years.
I'm
obviously not going to, yeah. He didn't really mind it at all. He has X amount of extra property, so, and he's a cop full time. So it's not like he was hurrying up to sell it and get money for it and this and that. He's a great guy. I mean, this has worked out beautifully.
So that's great. He's getting a stipend. He's getting a small amount of money every month, and he's happy with that. And you're making quite a bit of money. That's a great deal.
Yeah.
After that, your mind must have just expanded, huh? Tell us what you were thinking after you did this deal.
I mean, after I did that one out, I was instantly, while I was doing all the paperwork for this one, I was already looking for the next one. I was like, there has to be more.
He can't slow you down, can you? So what was the next one?
I closed on this one, and I got another one in Ocala that was in probate. So I was like, sign me up because it's going to take a while. But it only took 3 more weeks. Apparently, I had been in probate like 4 months. And all the people who signed up to buy the house backed up because it was taking too long. And when I signed up, it took 3 more weeks, and that was it.
Right place, right time, you think?
Exactly. I just cleaned it up a little bit because it was in probate. It wasn't like it was foreclosed and damaged. The people that had owned it before were an elderly couple. One passed away a month later, the other one passed away, and they never left the house to anyone in their will, which ironically enough, the daughter, they only had one daughter, and she's the neighbor. She's there right now.
And she, go ahead.
No, I just own her parents' house now. That's funny.
So she didn't want the house, huh?
Nope. She's the one who ended up selling it through the probate courts to me.
Great. All right, so that's the third house. What about the fourth house?
All right, the fourth one is in Gainesville, Florida. That one was completely lifestyle model from day one. I went hard money. I had to fix it up. It ended up being $112,000 rehab because the house was in horrible shape. The only good thing about it is that it had a new roof. I'm guessing they put the new roof so that they could sell it because all the walls had water damage. So the roof before must have been leaking. So they fixed it and sold it.
Well, that's a lot of rehab, $112,000. How large was the home?
It's a 3-2. I mean, there's 1,600 square feet.
Okay. How long did it take to do that larger rehab? That seems like a lot of rehab. How long did that take?
It took about 3 months. Yeah, 3 months. That contractor is not used to the lifestyles model, So he was taking his sweet ass time. And I'm like, dude, I need you to hurry up. Time is money. And you're costing me money.
Did any of your engineering skills and construction past history skills help you out?
A little bit. Just because I was QA, QC out in the field. So I was able to pay attention to detail. And yes, Gainesville was about 5 hours north of me, but I was there at least twice a month. And I would show up like unannounced. I'm like, I caught them. All the materials was in the garage one time. The garage door was completely open. I'm like, dude, it's a Saturday. You're not even at work. What is this? If anything is missing, because I had a count of everything. If anything was missing, I was charging him for it.
Wow. You're on top of it. By the way, what for us lay people, what does QTCL stands for, whatever you said you were?
QCQA is quality control and quality control and quality assisting. Just make sure everything is okay and how you ordered it and how it's supposed to be installed and this and that.
Wow, so that seems like it does help you out with what you were doing. It seems like that's pretty parallel type skill sets.
Right.
And okay. Just
a lot of attention to detail and a lot of recording and making sure everything is where it's supposed to be.
So how do you hold the contractor's feet to the fire on something like that?
Basically, if it was a lifestyle contractor like in Texas, when they're already used to the pressure and they just get in and get it done, that's different. But this guy didn't know about lifestyles. He was in Gainesville, Florida. He's not used. That was his first time working with hard money also. And the only way to get paid is when they send the inspector out there. And the inspector's like, all right, they said this, that, and the other has to be done. Is it done? So they looked and they took pictures and they got paid. But other than that, I'm like, if you don't get your work done, you don't get money. That's the motivation right there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Everyone wants money.
So, Jillian, let's talk about, you've had really good success with single families. And the triplex was just over the top, man, successful. What made you decide to look into doing passive deals?
I wanted more money without having to do more work. And that was right up the alley. I mean, I wanted to be an IRO also one day. That is a lot of work, I hear. But until I get enough money to deploy on a multifamily, I might as well start collecting money, doing nothing.
How did you decide which deals to get into?
Watching the classes, they show you what you should be looking out for, what to ask the lead investor, what to read on the summaries, make sure it works with what your lifestyle, what your plan is. So pretty much all my deals, or the first two, sorry, were 12 to 18 months. And this one that I'm in now, the last one, is 3 to 5 years. So it should be selling soon.
Okay. And when you were picking these deals, what was most important to you? Was it the deal itself or the lead investor? I always ask that question. I call it the horse or the jockey. Which one's more important to you?
I think the lead itself, because all the leads that I took were aspiring leads. They had never worked with anything of that magnitude before. So I wanted an aspiring lead because they're stuck like glue to their mentor. They're very unsure of what the next move is going to do. So they have a lot of advice. And it worked out beautifully.
Great. Where were the deals at? Were they close to you or just didn't matter? Tell us about the deals.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. I mean, as long as I got that mailbox money and every month they send me the summary via email of how the property is doing. Two were in Texas and they sold within the 18 months. And the last one that I'm in is in Arizona.
Wow, two of them sold within 18 months. That is very successful, huh?
Yes, yeah.
That's an inspiring lead once to get in and get it done, huh?
Exactly. I mean, they're like on their third property right now or second property. But I have no more money to deploy until something else sells. Right now, one of my Ocala homes is in the process of being sold to the actual resident that lives there.
Okay. So here you are. You've done all this. You've deployed your money. You're in this position. What is your goal in the future?
I really want to be an IRO. I know that's a lot of work, but I'm like, I'm ready for it. If I had more money, I would have done it already. That's the only thing holding a lot of people back is just not having more money.
Gotcha. Well, yep. You got some of your stuff going to sell, then you'll get some more money back, which means you're still working there to keep your W-2, so you've got that ability to get the financing, which, by the way, you don't need that to be a passive, so that's not a problem. As an IRO, it's really not a problem either because the apartment is what's going to show the income, so you don't have to have the job. That'd be good when you get to that point. Right now, where you're at success-wise, I'm just trying to imagine you're working with all these people, you said veterans and or other people that work at some place like where you work. It's just hard to imagine these people seeing you, and again, for the radio audience here, you have to see her to understand the story. I mean, like I said, she's 5 foot nothing and can't weigh but water, a couple drops here. And she's cute as button, and she's doing all this. All these older people have worked their whole lives and don't have, you know, seven houses and three apartment complexes. Do any of them ever find out you have all that stuff or not? You just keep it secret.
No, I just keep my mouth shut. I'm like, I'm not trying to get fired and start bragging about what I've done and what I can do and what I have.
Smart move. Yeah. So let's take it from this point here. What you've seen now with all this experience from, you said 2007. No, you said 2020. I'm sorry, 2020. So 6 years experience. The question is, looking back, hindsight's 2020, what would you have done differently, and what would you tell somebody brand new coming in to do?
What would I have done differently? I might have done an IRO from the first get-go, because back then I had money. I've already spent it on seven different properties, so now I don't have as much money, but I would have jumped in and done IRO from the beginning, but I was very unsure. Regardless, I got houses lined up, and that gave me the confidence. I'm like, I can keep doing this, and no problem. Anyone willing to look into lifestyles and research it, just jump right in. I know that's hard, but if I could do it, I feel like anybody could do it. The support system you have is wonderful. You have an immense amount of videos. You have your mentor that you can call, not 24/7 because people need to sleep, but you can call them a lot. They won't get annoyed. You can email anyone, talk to any actual member. They don't not even have to be mentors. Just talk to someone and they'll give you the answer.
Well, there you go. With all that help, how could you fail? Julian, thank you for coming on again. Every time I see you, I'm inspired. And for the rest of you out there, remember this. It's not just the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Wamsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.